A small group has gathered at the library for a workshop solely to fold delicate paper cranes.
And so when that's standing straight up, we're going to push this outer fold to this inner fold right here.
What's so special here is the paper they're using is actually made from the fibers of donated military uniforms, also referred to as combat paper. For Tina Draculich, using combat paper for artistic expression has a deeply personal significance because of her son David.
We chose to use art to remember David because before David was a soldier, he was an artist, and he became a soldier because of 9/11. He felt an urgent need to protect his freedom of expression.
In 2008, David was killed in action in Afghanistan when he was 22 years old. A few years later, the family founded the David J. Draculich Art Foundation, and the organization is now sponsoring this exhibit. Tina Draculich says that in order to make the paper, she had to cut up David's uniform into postal stamp-sized pieces and then put them through the paper mill. It was an emotional experience that she says felt symbolic of sharing the burden of her pain with a larger community.
In my experience, I was working with this personally significant fiber. This is David paper, I would say. And over just these 3 years, it's less significant, which is beautiful because now my pain is a little more distributed and a little more easy to bear, knowing that it's shared with these other fibers.
At the workshop, Draculich is carefully tucking square pieces of paper into their proper corners to create cranes that can fit into the palm of her hand. Yet she's overcome by the emotional weight of this process.
I made my first cranes and I wrote prayers on them and I gave them free gifts. And that's how we started this project.
According to Japanese legend, anyone who folds 1,000 origami cranes will be granted one wish. In this case, Draculich's mission is to eventually string together 1,000 cranes made during these community workshops to create an art installation. Folding one crane at a time is U.S. Army veteran Luana Rich. She enlisted in the mid-70s and served in Korea in the early 80s. Lying by Rich's leg is her service dog Jody, a black border collie chow mix. She says she was originally hesitant to turn her own uniform into paper.
Well, initially, as a soldier, your uniform is everything. When you serve in the military, all of those who served before you and all of those yet to serve are reflected in that uniform and in the history of that uniform.
About 3 years ago, Rich got involved with the Combat Paper Project when she started writing as a way to explore some of the memories she had of her time in the military. Eventually, she decided it was time to let go of an Army field jacket she's had for about 4 decades.
And when you release that fiber into the water, there's something where, for me, I experienced it as a very freeing moment.
When people are engaged in the creative process, they're using their right brain, and this helps them access emotions that perhaps they can't verbalize.
That's therapist Catherine Peacock Dutt, who works at the Veterans Administration Medical Center. She says working on art can also open up a dialogue.
After they make art and then talk to somebody about it, it actually helps the two hemispheres of the brain work better. That can just even help them process it more.
As for the group gathered at the library, their purpose is to continue folding one by one until 1,000 cranes can eventually come together as a message of peace for an installation at next summer's Art Town. On Gray, Reno Public Radio News.